What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
America, welcome to our show today. It's Friday, February 17th, 2017, getting on toward the end of the month here. And we have got lots and lots of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And, of course, in our third hour today, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us with her unique perspective on the world. So, getting right on into it, the swamp strikes back. Remember that old saying that when you're up to your rear end in alligators, it's hard to remember your job is to drain the swamp? Well, the alligators are definitely on full attack mode right now, as indicated by this political assassination of Michael Flynn, which basically was a soap opera. And I'm sure that our politicians still see themselves in the image of the founding fathers with dignity and gravitas. But to the rest of us, they're looking like a preschool full of tantrum-throwing children. And it really is quite a disgusting and humiliating display in the eyes of the world here. So, obviously, no signs of slowing down. The media is still out there with all their attacks. Now, here is a little observation. Ever since the judge put a stay on Donald Trump's temporary travel moratorium from seven countries, 60% of the refugees arriving in this country since that stay came from five of those seven countries. And even Syria's President Assad is saying, we know terrorists are using the refugee program to leave Syria and go to the United States of America. All it's going to take is one terror incident from one of these people from the targeted country, and Donald Trump is going to be vindicated. Not that he needs it. He's the president. He's got the authority to do this under Title 8. The Ninth Circus Court of Appeals basically ignored the law, ignored the reality that there have been over 70 terror suspects arrested from those specific countries, ignored the fact that the seven countries list was put together by Bush and Obama. It's just, we've got an ideology, we have an agenda, we must serve the agenda to the exclusion of all other things. And to give you an idea of just how out of touch with the real world the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals is, back in 2011, they actually overturned the conviction of a man who posted internet messages threatening to kill President Barack Obama during his 2008 presidential campaign. Now, obviously, he wasn't the president at that point, but still, threatening to kill somebody is pretty serious. It's a felony. And Walter Bagdasarian was convicted in 2009 of two felony counts of threatening a major presidential candidate. And the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals overturned the conviction, saying that threats to kill the president, or in this case the candidate, is an exercise of freedom of speech. And that is just a little bit out there, I think. Because I don't think freedom of speech includes threats. Well, it's a gray area, but there are reasons why you don't want to have this runaway thing of everyone saying, we got to kill the president, we got to kill the president, which is exactly what we have here right now. Now, one of the first victims in this war between Donald Trump and this swamp full of alligators and who knows what all else is in there in the muck, the corporate media is taking a shellacking. And apparently the government of Venezuela has now literally thrown CNN completely out of the country, accusing them of bogus and misleading reports intended to destabilize the Venezuelan government. Gee, you think? Now, somebody sent me this wonderful little illustration of media spin. And this is the Wall Street Journal on the same day, but published in different cities. And it's got the same picture of Donald Trump having this meeting with not Netanyahu, but one of the other Israeli people. And on one newspaper, it says Trump softens his tone. And the other one, it says Trump talks tough on wall. So they're literally shaping the headlines to propagandize different regions of the country to try and get the message on out there. And it's all very fluid and flexible, which means none of it is really accurate. It's all spin all the time here. Now, President Trump may be a little bit more subtle than his persona may project, because he just tricked CNBC into confirming some of the damaging information about Hillary Clinton. So Trump was out there castigating the corporate media and talking about, you know, you need to do real news. And he said, we had Hillary Clinton give Russia 20% of the uranium in our country. And eager to prove Trump wrong, CNBC's reporter got up and said, no. Hillary gave Russia 20% of U.S. uranium production capacity, which was something the corporate media had been denying all the way up to the election. And so, open mouth, insert foot, wipe egg from face, CNBC. Even Piers Morgan is saying the American corporate media has just lost its mind. It's in total thrash mode. And don't forget that we had this report last week where the websites of the major corporate media are artificially inflating their click numbers using Chinese botnets to make it look like they still have a lot of readers. And by the way, they're defrauding their advertisers in the process. We're going to do a quick shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, yesterday we had a caller on the line who was talking about this idea that the leaks and revelations that led to the downfall of Michael Flynn were actually part of a very clever sting. And I really didn't have much enthusiasm for that idea, because why sacrifice Michael Flynn? You don't need to do that. You can do it without actually causing any harm. And it does appear that Trump's White House is starting to play with what some people call the barium meal and others call the canary trap, which is Trump is sharing certain information only with certain individuals, and if it leaks out, now he knows who the leaker is. And this may have been the situation behind this story that Associated Press ran, saying that Trump was going to deploy 10,000 soldiers across the streets of America to round up those gosh darn immigrants and deport them. And of course, the White House immediately denied it, said this was absolute fake. But now they know one of the leakers inside the White House. Now, speaking of leakers, Rex Tillerson is already coming down hard on the State Department. And while he's on his first overseas trip as Secretary of State, his aides laid off staff at the State Department, mostly the seventh floor staff who work for the Deputy Secretary of State for Management and Resources and the consular offices. And they've been told their services were no longer needed. And most of these people were the Hillary Clinton holdovers. So the scraping out of the gourd is well and truly underway. And Trump needs to keep on doing that, because he can't run an efficient administration if his own people are working against him. And I know he wanted to take the high ground and be generous and magnanimous in his victory and say, you guys can all keep your jobs. But again, Donald Trump comes from the world of business, where it is presumed, for the most part, that people are mostly loyal to the boss who signs their paycheck. Washington, D.C. is a completely different world. You're never really sure where people's allegiances lie. Could be with a foreign government, could be with the opposition party, could be with whoever's got the negatives of them cavorting with their secretary at a hot sheet motel. It's a very, very complex situation. So Trump is now starting to rethink his position about allowing holdovers into his administration because of all the problems that they've generated here. Now, story coming out of Newsmax. There is yet another study showing that millions of Hispanics may have voted illegally last year. And it's based on an analysis that was actually done back in 2013, conducted by McLaughlin and Associates. And basically, they went on out there and discovered 13% of all non-citizen Hispanics said they were registered to vote. And they're not supposed to be able to do that. Now, taking these numbers forward with other indicators and extrapolating to the entire American population, they came up with 2.1 million Hispanics may have voted illegally. This is getting into the same area as votefraud.org and truthevote.org. Their analysis of voter registration records indicated somewhere around 3 million non-citizens, which includes people who are not Hispanics as well. 3 million. That's, that's enough to swing elections all over the place. Then you have the dead vote, the people who were voting multiple times. Remember the Secretary of State of Kansas came on out and said, we found all kinds of these problems going on. Hillary Clinton did not win the popular vote. She was trying to steal the election. And the only reason she failed to do it was the American people were united against allowing the Bush-Clinton duocracy to have their way with our nation, our people, and especially our children any longer. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I love that Putin T-shirt you're wearing.
Yeah, I thought that was going to catch the eye of some people here, and it arrived today. And down on the bottom, you can't really see it because there it is. It says, they will not catch us, I think is a paraphrasing of what it actually says. But yes, this has been my week to get all kinds of presents. I got that 1894 map of Palestine. An artist in Denmark sent some drawings of Claire and I. We're going to have those framed and put up on the wall. It's been really kind of, yeah, there's a lot of excitement out there. I'm having fun.
Yeah, it's actually on the delay. I just see the writing below it. It's in Russian. Very nice. Very nice,
yes.
T-shirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, well, it is from Russia. This shirt is from Russia. This was sent to me as a
great
gift. Yep.
Well, I told you when I go back to Russia, I'm going to get you. I'll get you some more T-shirts. My foreign trip's actually going to be to Argentina and Uruguay, so I'll get you some stuff from there. Mike, I like that reference to John McCain and Charles Manson on your website. That's great. Great stuff. Great stuff.
Yeah, well,
and I actually sent you something from Russia Insider, these two Russian guys. They do these prank phone calls. They did one on John McCain.
I was just about to get that. That's the very next story I have after I'm done with this phone call.
It's great stuff. He thought he was speaking to the Ukrainian prime minister. So,
all right, well, let's
great.
Just do the story here right now while you're on the phone here. And this is it. U.S. Senator John Songbird McCain got pranked by some Russian pranksters posing as Ukraine's prime minister, and they recorded the phone call. And on the phone call, Senator John McCain was divulging inside intelligence on U.S. secret policy to the Ukrainian. And he was actually talking to this Russian comedian, and apparently McCain was even coaching the phone prankster on joining NATO, and apparently shared classified information. And so McCain... And he intended to do this. He knew he was talking to somebody not legally entitled to have this information. And he thought he was talking to Ukraine's prime minister. And that is a violation of either Title 18, Section 798, or Title 18, Section 1905, depending upon the degree of classification there. But that's felony territory we're talking about here. And of course, you know, the corporate media is going to ignore this.
Doesn't say much for John McCain or his office that how could these two guys get through to him and have him think that he's speaking to the Ukrainian prime minister.
It's amazing that it could happen, and basically if they could do it to McCain, then who knows who all else could bluff their way into McCain's confidence and start leeching more critical U.S. secrets from him. This is obviously a security risk, and it should be treated as one. But, you know, don't forget, despite McCain's reputation as a big hero, he cooperated with his North Vietnamese captors and when he was taken to Russia for his medical treatment. And he's not really a hero. And the only reason he was not prosecuted for his treason when he finally returned from Vietnam was Richard Nixon pardoned all the returning POWs en masse. And then they started building up the legend of John McCain, the heroic, you know, the man who resisted his torture. And at one point, they tried to claim that the injuries to his arms were inflicted on him by the torturers. The reality was his ejection seat malfunctioned when he had to punch out of his airplane. But I mean, it's all a complete lie. And we're coming to realize our entire political class and corporate media, that is really all they know how to do. Get on out there and sell an image, sell an image, sell an image. I remember one of the things which really sort of illuminated me into the mindset of politicians was Bob Dole, who would always talk about himself in the third person. And Richard Nixon did the same thing. It's like their public political persona was a completely separate individual. And Nixon would go around saying, well, Nixon wouldn't do that, and Nixon wouldn't do this, and we're going to have to be very careful because Nixon never does that. And it just tells you it's all manufactured fraud and facade.
Yeah, well, these guy, well, the guy, the prankster caller, he actually made reference to this McCain-Songbird past in the phone call, at the tail end of the phone call. interesting. He said that there's information, they have intelligence that Putin's going to release information to the U.S. of McCain's past, how he was brainwashed and he was a songbird. And McCain said, I look forward to that information. I'll speak to my staff to get more information. And, you know, there's a great website. It's the UNS Review. Ron UNS runs it.
Yep.
He's written some really good articles about John McCain and this whole story about his time in those quote-unquote POW camps. Finally, Mike, this whole Russian spy ship is such a joke. You know, you look at all the vessels the U.S. has patrolling in the Black Sea, the Baltic Sea, the buildup on Russia's western border, and they're talking about this one sole Russian spy vessel. So it's just typical corporate,
and
media.
And it's not
baloney.
Like the U.S. It's not like the U.S. doesn't have a fleet of their own surveillance spy ships. We see them coming in and going out of Pearl Harbor all the time. The USS Liberty, the Israel tried to attack it and sink it and frame Egypt for it. That was a surveillance ship.
Right. Well, thank you, Mike. Have a nice weekend.
All right, same to you. And we're going to switch over to Roseanne in North Carolina. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I was just listening about how they had punked John McCain with that prank phone call, but they also did Maxine Waters.
Yes.
And I just watched that last night. Do you know how long ago that was?
No, I don't. I was paying much more attention to the McCain one, but Maxine Waters doesn't need a Russian comedian to prank her. I mean, she opens her own mouth and she destroys her own credibility.
Oh, you mean with the Korea?
Yeah,
I get
Korea
it. But you could just hear her chomping at the bit she was falling all over herself. The disloyalty to our country is palpable with these people. It's disgusting.
Well, it's certainly disloyalty to the president, and they're going to wind up triggering a civil war if they keep going this way.
I agree. Take care. God bless.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to get back to the news. Turkey says they've almost taken Syria's al-Bab. It's apparently been a very, very intense fight. Syria is trying to basically control al-Bab, take it away from ISIS, and at the same time try and keep the Kurdish militia from gaining ground in there as well. It's actually this very complicated three-way situation where you've got the U.S. that's really still after Assad. You've got Turkey that wants to push ISIS and the Syrian forces back from their border. At the same time, stop the expansion of the Kurdish. It is a huge, huge mess. And I guess you need a scorecard for all of that. And it all goes back to this example being set by the United States government. You know, yes, we can just go in and overthrow anybody's country and we can do what we want because we are exceptional, which really isn't all that accurate. All right, we're going to talk about the economic news here a little bit. Apparently, they are starting to see a major surge in the seriously delinquent auto loans. Now, a lot of people who have bought cars on credit are behind maybe a month or two. When they're talking seriously delinquent, that's months behind on their payments, where the banks are having to say, we're either going to have to repossess or write off the loan. And again, you cannot run a national economy totally on debt. That's been the big lie of private central banking for the last 100 years. Because, again, private central banks create more debt than money with which to pay that debt until the system breaks down, which is what's going on right now. So we are seeing indicators. Gold prices are still bouncing all over. But Craig Hemke is saying demand for physical gold is going to increase this year. And that has to drive the prices up no matter how much rigging is going on. We're going to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
your husband, your wife, your children? We all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, as we were mentioning before that commercial break, Craig Hemke is saying physical demand for gold is going to increase this year. There is a real mess out there in gold. The Federal Reserve is managing to get enough gold back to finish repatriation demands for Germany. We don't know about the other countries just yet. The other big problem is the paper gold contracts, which are leveraged literally hundreds to one. Any other commodity that was leveraged like that would be under investigation. And at some point, people are going to say, I am not happy with a piece of paper. This contract I got from you says you're going to give me the physical gold on this date. And when that date arrives, I'm going to want it. There's a growing lack of trust and confidence in all of these paper equities markets players with all the revelations of fraud that's been going on lately. Now, interestingly enough, even though we are seeing the European and American economic systems try and discourage the holding of precious metals as wealth preservation, oddly enough, the governor of the central bank in Kyrgyzstan is saying it's his dream that every single citizen should own at least 100 grams of gold to protect their savings. That's 3.5 ounces, which is a pretty sizable holding of gold. And so here we have a governor of a central bank saying, this is a good idea for people to have gold to protect their savings. I'm absolutely in agreement with him. Especially as we hear more and more about negative interest rate savings accounts, laws that allow the banks to dip into your wealth to save themselves, and the continuing screaming about a cashless society and ultimately a ban on silver and gold investment coins in private ownership. They want you totally dependent on the financial system for every aspect of your life, and dependency is slavery. Ownership of your of a store of value that is under your control means freedom. And that's what they're trying to take away. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog. European Union nations are just plunging further into debt. There are protests, calls for reform, but the European Union itself, Brussels, continues to push for a joint monetary union. They want to try and centralize it even more. All these private central banks are in trouble. We can fix it with a much larger private central bank. No, you can't. It's like backing up the Titanic, whacking that iceberg on the other side, and hoping the leak is going to stop. And economists are saying the EU is finished, because when the single currency collapses, the EU will collapse with it. And it may already be starting to happen, because over in Greece, bank runs have started up again. $3.2 billion withdrawn since the start of this year, and the bankers are freaking out. People are getting their wealth out of the banks in the form of currency. That is why the banks are saying, oh, we got to have a cash-free society, so there is no currency. So there's no way for you to get your money out of the bank. You'll just have to leave it there for the banks to play with and possibly lose, which is going to happen. More bad news on the retail sector here in the United States of America. GNC, the General Nutrition Centers, are going to close 100 stores. They have suffered a $433 million fourth quarter loss. And here is the real tragedy of it. Stores like GNC, Whole Foods, Down to Earth, their clientele, their market niche, are people concerned about the safety of food you get from ordinary supermarkets. But unfortunately, buying food that is free of chemical additives, non-GMO, certified organic, it costs more. And as the economy continues to tighten, people are literally having to make the choice of saying, all right, I can't go and get safe, healthy food to eat anymore. I'm just going to have to get the bargain stuff down at the market, cross my fingers, and hope it doesn't kill me. And so these stores that were trying to cater to a real market need are being driven out of business by the collapsing economy. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we were talking before the commercial break about General Nutrition Centers, GNC, having to shut a whole bunch of their stores. And that is a shame. We have one down here at the bottom of the hill, which we occasionally take some of our business to. We also go to Down to Earth. But in a way, the strangling economy is removing another area of choice for the American people. That choice whether you're going to eat food you know to be safe and healthy and nutritious, as opposed to this corporate-produced pap of questionable nutritional value and certain chemical contamination. And you're not going to have a choice. You will eat the GMOs. Say hail. MC Sports has announced all 66 of their stores will be closing. They are now basically out of business as well. In fact, I would say this continues a trend we saw with some of these other sports accessory stores, because they're catering to people who have disposable income, people who have paid their rent, their Obamacare insurance, their car payments and everything, and they got a little bit left over to enjoy some caprices. Whether it's sports activity or hiking or whatever, they can't do that anymore. Everybody's been driven down to just pure survival, and any retail establishments that are marketing over and above that, they're in serious, serious trouble. Right now, in the United States, credit card debt has topped $1 trillion, the worst it's been since the Great Recession. and you know how usurious the interest rates on those cards are. And that is by design. That's what keeps you a slave to the bankers. Perpetual debt. And the earlier they can get you stuck on that barbed hook, the better. That's why the scholarships dried up and very, very flexible student loans were being offered to get kids to go to college, get a degree in art history or women's studies or something. And they get out of college, there are no jobs, especially in those fields. And they're stuck with that debt. They are a debt slave. The debt, the slaves of the United, we're a slave society. We don't wear chains of steel, we're wearing paper chains. And those, the paper is from those Federal Reserve notes and those credit card statements. And they don't want to let you go. It's not a question of you not being able to get out of debt. The system is set up to keep you from ever getting out of debt. They don't want you breaking free. Speaking of college, the college debt bubble has been accelerating, and in just a few years, it'll be $2 trillion. If something is not done, and they're starting to see delinquencies and defaults there as well. And a big part of this goes back to a phenomenon that occurred in the run-up to the 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud meltdown, which was called the breaking of the securitization chain. And here's how it worked. In the good old days, let's say I have a small depositor bank in a community, and somebody would come in and say, I would like a mortgage for a house. And I would sit them down and I would say, okay, what are your assets? What are your liabilities? What kind of money are you making? How much can you afford monthly in a mortgage payment? Shave a little off for the unexpected. Run the spreadsheet and say, I can offer you a mortgage for this much money. And I would take that precaution. I would do the due diligence because, obviously, if I'm issuing the mortgage, I want to make sure it is going to be paid back. During the run-up to the mortgage-backed security fraud, that chain was broken. The people issuing the mortgages weren't concerned whether they could be repaid or not, because their job was to get the signature on the mortgage, then bundle all those mortgages together, and then sell them off to somebody else who would then be offering them as a as an investment vehicle. The securitization chain was broken, and that's why it got out of control. That's why we got the subprime home loans, and now we've got subprime auto loans, and gee, we're getting defaults on those. Imagine my shock. Because the people issuing the loans are no longer directly tied into whether those loans are ever repaid or not. And that is where they went hideously, hideously wrong. Now, over at ESPN, they're losing thousands of subscribers literally every single day. And ESPN is just struggling. They're owned by Disney right now, and the ESPN losses are dragging Disney's overall profitability down with it. And Fox Sports Radio host Clay Travis is saying the problem is ESPN has set itself up as the social justice warrior network, where in between all the sports and everything, they're pushing various liberal political ideology. Well, people, let's remember, ESPN was supposed to be a sports network. People were turning into ESPN. They want to watch hockey and football and baseball and basketball and swimming and fencing and all that other stuff. They're not there for a political discussion. And when it's being thrown at them, they're turning off. Just because you're successful in one area of enterprise that you have worked to build doesn't mean that you should just figure you can go on out and do something else entirely different and not pay the price for it. And as we look at some of the spectacular business failures we've seen over the last several years, we see this time and again where a company over long years of work will build itself a place in the market serving a specific clientele. Then all of a sudden they'll say, well, we can expand, we can diversify, we can do this. And they abandon their original clientele to try and grab a bigger chunk of the general market, and they collapse. And I can think of no better example of that than Radio Shack. Now, when I was a kid, Radio Shack was one of my absolute favorite stores to go to. The other one was we had this, this was in West Covina, and we had this really nice toy store where you could buy science materials, where they had a big rack in the back where you could get your chemistry ware, and you could buy bottles of chemicals, and you could make all kinds of stuff. You know, these were the days of like Erector sets and Meccano. And the idea was, you know, if you burned yourself on a chemical experiment, well, that'll learn you. Don't do that again. As opposed to the over-safe things we have in Toys R Us now, which people, you can't think. You can't design your own experiments and whatever. So anyway, back to Radio Shack. I love to go to Radio Shack because they sold parts. They sold lots of parts. And they sold books on how to make things. And I would make my own printed circuit boards. I built a metal detector. I built a CB radio. I built a shortwave. That was cool. That was fun. And Radio Shack was very, very successful. And then all of a sudden, somewhere along the line, somebody at Radio Shack said, you know something, we're these techno dweebs and everything. It's not a big enough population. We're going to ignore them, and we're going to start trying to play to the general consumer market by selling the same cell phones and gadgets and gizmos everybody else is selling. And they got into trouble. They abandoned their original clientele, and they started selling the same thing everybody else was selling. And they couldn't gain market share because everybody else was already selling the same things. The same exact cell phones, the same exact tablets, the same exact consumer level stuff. And they got into trouble. ESPN has made the same mistake. They built their fame and fortune and reputation on being the sports network. And then they turned into propagandists for the liberal agenda. And then they're surprised that people are turning off the channel. They shouldn't be. When you alienate your clientele on which you've built your business, you are going to pay a hideous price for it. All right, we're going to take some phone calls here. Ron in Missouri, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. Talking about paper gold. In my email I received one day where you convert your IRA into a gold IRA. Mm-hmm. I thought, great. So I gave him a call, and they sent me a beautiful package. I read it through it, and everything sounded good, and too, I got to the point where they can they restore my gold for me into vaults. And then I got a return phone call from the people. And I said, it asked me how it sounded to me. I said, it sounded great. It got to the point where you had my gold. I didn't. I said, if you could give me my gold in my hand, I'd be happy. I would do it. They said fine. We can do that. I said, you can? I said, you can actually give me my gold? I can hold it in my hand. They said, yes, I can. I said, we'll send you an email on it. I said, fine. Of course, never received an email from them. So that's pretty much the end of that.
Here is the thing. In the original model of gold vaulting, the gold was supposed to be allocated, like it originally was at the New York Federal Reserve. There was literally a box that had the name of a bank, a country, or your name into which the physical gold was there, and it was allocated to you. Okay. Then gold vaulting companies and brokerages started playing the same game that banks do, fractional reserve banking. They would sell $1 million worth of gold, but they only really had about $100,000 of physical gold on the premises to cover a reasonable expected number of claims for the physical metal. The rest of it was just made up fairy tale, not really there. And that was called the unallocated gold storage, because the gold that was in their vault could be grabbed and handed to whoever came in the door with the paper contract. And it's a way of kind of fudging things, because they're out there, they've sold $1 million worth of gold, they've made the profit from selling $1 million worth of gold, but they only actually have that $100,000. And it's just like banks who can take in $1,000 in deposits and then turn it around and loan out $6,000 in instantly generated credit. And it's all really a fraud and a scam if you think about it. And we're told it's legal, and the Congress says it's okay, and we should just trust the bankers. They know what they're doing. And we can look around us today It's the quality of our lives, the quality of our infrastructure, Oroville. And see, no, it isn't working. It's just a system that is set up to defraud the masses to benefit the money junkies.
Yes, I agree with you. So for your listeners, I would recommend, if anybody wants to go that route, make sure you can get your gold in your hands. If not, forget about it.
I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree, because there is not enough gold to cover all those paper contracts that are out there right now. If you're going to buy physical precious metals, and I recommend it highly in small amounts so there's no record, so they don't know whose door to kick down. But just a little bit every once in a while, and over time it'll build on up. And you get the physical, because there at some point will be a run on the metals brokerages. And most of the people holding those paper promissory contracts, that's all they're going to get. Or they may get more stacks of ink and paper to make them feel better about it. But those stacks, as they print up more stacks of ink and paper, it's going to be worth less and less. So, yeah, I absolutely agree with you. People should be investing in silver and gold and other precious metals, and they should never accept a paper contract, because then they're playing the game the way the bankers want the game played, and the way the bankers want the game played is always going to benefit the bankers.
I love your show, Mike. You do great work. I'm looking forward to seeing Claire there.
She's going to be here in a little while. We got the chair already set up here, so she's closer to the camera. Thank you for the call. We're going to switch over to Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I wanted to double back to what you were saying about ESPN losing
yes.
their subscribers. Where
yes.
There's a guy, Charles Johnson, the founder of, made an investment strategy based on shorting companies that practice diversity tactics and social justice. His strategy, something like 48% more profitable than the average Wall Street broker. Some of his big hits were Target,
yep.
Twitter, I'm assuming ESPN. So it holds true that people do not want this sort of social justice, diversity,
Yeah, we're fed up with political correctness.
Life.
And, you know, he's brilliant, and he's right. Every one of these companies that gets caught up in the political correctness and transgender, this and all the rest of it, they immediately get into economic trouble. And anybody who's there who's short-selling them is going to make a lot of money.
Twitter went from $42 a share at a low point down to $8 a share. It got to the point where they tried to sell Twitter, and it had become so unprofitable, nobody would buy it, which then drove the stock down even further. So yeah, people don't want cross pollination with their sports, with their social media, with whatever, their shopping and diversity. They keep those things separate. And if you want to make some money, short companies that announce they're going to do some sort of social justice policy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right here. And certainly with the realm of Twitter and Facebook and the other older social media that are openly practicing censorship and biasing and filtering. People are starting to leave those as well and going over to the new startup social media, which at least for the time being seems to be censorship-free and bias-free. One of the things that's always angered me greatly about YouTube is my wife has all these music videos up there, and they're not really political. Some of them are, but most of them aren't. And we'll see the view counts go up, the view counts go up, and then all of a sudden, the magic view count fairy shows up in the middle of the night, and the view counts go way, way down again.
Look what YouTube just did with that PewDiePie guy, who I can't say I've ever seen one of his videos. From what I understand, he is the largest YouTuber of all time. Mainstream media, Wall Street Journal, Wired, they come up with some bogus story that he's anti-Semitic. Now his videos are getting age restrictions in front of them. They're getting warnings about content in front of them. And they're videos that have nothing to do with what this fake news has accused him of doing. So now all of a sudden, the most successful YouTuber in the world is getting clipped for
yes.
no reason.
No, we've seen that too. I'm getting reports from people that they're unable to post stories from my website to Facebook, and they get a message it's blocked because it's a hate site or it's unsafe or something else like that. And one of the things that really angers me about the net nanny style filtering companies is they'll blacklist the website purely on the basis of somebody sending in a complaint through the website. They don't actually verify if the complaint is valid. So the people who are against the First Amendment, the people who are against freedom, all they have to do is have five or six people hit the website for the filtering company and say, oh, this website is full of pictures of naked polar bears. And the next thing you know, you're blacklisted. And it can take weeks for them to finally realize that they've been had and you've been blocked and get off the list here. Anyway, listen, thanks for the phone call. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking about the economic news here, and we're coming up on the top of the hour, a little more than an hour. The Lady Claire will be joining us here. Right now, California, their economy is not doing very good. They're literally groaning under the strain of all the illegal immigrants and the refugees. The other day we were talking about how Governor Jerry Brown is spending $25 million a year propping up the illegal immigrants and had no money left over to repair the cracks in the spillway at the Oroville Dam, which appeared in 2009. And all they did was paint them over with a concrete solution, which was a temporary patch only. The workers on the dam were calling it the patch and pray system. Now, interestingly enough, California right now has 12 million, more than 12 million people enrolled on Medicaid or the CHIP programs. It really has become a welfare state out there. And from welfare state to pure socialism is a very short leap. And I know there's a lot of people who are out there saying, well, we should be socialists. We should this. We have to defeat capitalism and become communist. You need to look at the condition of the Soviet Union just before it collapsed. It was not in good shape. They were having the exact same visible symptoms we see in the United States right now. Crumbling roads, collapsing bridges, the meltdown at Chernobyl. After a while, all those bread and circuses can destroy even the mightiest of empires. Now, interestingly enough, story out of governmentslaves.info, where apparently members of the black community are now standing opposed to the sanctuary cities, because in the sanctuary cities, the illegals are taking all the jobs. So that part of the liberal platform philosophy, if you will, is starting to factionalize here. Now, up in Oregon, there's been a burst of common sense out there. Lawmakers are pushing to repeal the sanctuary state designation and to declare English the official language of the state. And not go down this road of having to spend money to have signs in multiple, multiple languages. I remember down when we lived in Los Angeles, everything was multilingual. And sometimes it was just convenient for economic sake, like here in Hawaii, tourist hub from all over the Pacific, a lot of stuff is multilingual. But in Southern California, you had all these people coming in from Mexico just saying, you have to write everything in Spanish. We don't want to learn English, which is a very arrogant and rude thing to do. When you are going into somebody else's home, to be courteous, you learn how to get along in their home. When I was working in Europe, I made a serious effort to learn Italian and German. And I didn't make much progress, and the people I was working with all spoke excellent English, thank goodness. But the fact that I made the effort won me a tremendous amount of respect. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.